Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. We would love to hear from you. Our phone number is 434-845-8796. Remember, we are the church where the shout has not gone out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m., we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have Young Adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That, again, is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday, we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have Holly singing Monday, and then part two of Pastor Duck's message, entitled Where the Rubber Meets the Road, from Mark chapter 11, verses 20 through 23.
The preacher dies on Sunday. And Jesus Christ is our foundation of faith because He provided it through the cross at Calvary. He died for our sins. Not only did He die for our sins, but He died for everything that was against us. Your shame, your shackles, your sickness, and your situations, and every wave of difficulty that could seemingly overwhelm you, I'm glad you can reach out and you can stand on the faith that you've got in God and thank God He can defeat that mountain that you are encountering in your life. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for our God. I mean, you read through the pages of God's Word. You read about the great accounts of the great people that served Him. I mean, did they have some magical formula? No, they didn't have anything but faith in God, and that's all they needed. And let me tell you today, if you got faith in God, you say, yeah, but there was something particular about the people in the Old and New Testament. Not the same God that was there is the same God who's with us today. Oh, I'm glad today the Word of God says He has not changed. And what God did then, we think about, well, that was the days of, you know what, this is still the day of the Lord. And that God today, still today, stands with all power and all authority and He can do all things. What He's waiting for you and I to do is to reach out by faith and believe what God has said in His Word. Amen. Yeah, but preacher, the times are bad and things are bad and politicians are bad and the economy is bad and everything's bad and I don't know how we're going to get through what we're going to go. And I mean, where's God? God's there. See, you're too busy looking at what you're in instead of looking at the one that's already in that with you, with what you're facing. You're looking at your problem and thinking, man, it's so big. What am I going to do? Why don't you look at the God who's in your presence that's far bigger than the problem? The God today that can do all things, for the Word of God says, hey, Lord God, there's nothing too hard for Thee. Come on, church. Hey, Lord God, there's nothing too hard. There's nothing too big. There's nothing too great. There's nothing that You can't overcome. Let me tell you what. If He can overcome the sin of every person on planet Earth with what He did at Calvary, I don't think today there's anything else that He can't overcome. Amen. We just overwhelm ourselves with what we're in. And we're trusting our flesh and the world and programs and everything else that's out there when our God supplies our every need according to His riches and glory. Oh, listen today, I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. I believe today we've got enough of God to supply our every need, and I believe He can do it miraculously if we will just simply... You know what He's waiting for you to do? He's waiting for you to come to the end of yourself, your resources, your everything, and say, man, the only thing I've got left is the Lord. That's all you need! And if you've got the Lord, He'll supply your every need. He'll bless you beyond measure. He'll do the impossible because our God is on the scene and doing the things today that's beyond our imagination and even our thought. So you need faith in your family today. By that, I mean you need to involve the process of faith in God into your family. Our nation was not built on politicians. They may try to make you think that, but it was not. It was not built on political ideas or ideals. Listen, our nation was built by families that loved and lived for their God. You read the history of the founding of this nation. It was not politicians that made America great. It was families who put their trust in God that made America great. Amen. So there's nothing more American today than an American faith-filled family. Amen. That believes in, and not only believes in, because see, I believe today if you believe in God, you're going to live for God. You're going to surrender yourself to Him. Not only do we need strong faith today in our families today, but we also need faith in the Word of God. See, we're going out and trying to do stuff in our own flesh and our own ways and everything else, but we've got to learn to do things by God's way. Amen. We've got to learn to put our confidence in the Lord. If you're not living with this at your side, you're missing the whole mark. Amen? You need the Word of God. Say amen. Amen. So realizing that as God said in His Word, the Word of the Lord endures forever. Now, in our generation, the Word of God has become rare instead of read. People don't pick up the Word of God. Well, we're going to church. We better impress somebody and take the Bible. Well, you're not impressing me if you're not in it. If you really want a blessing from the Lord, meditate on the Word of God. And you shall be, as David said in Psalm 1, like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Oh, your leaf will not wither. And whatsoever you do shall what? Prosper. That means blessed. That means God's in what you're doing. That means God shows up every time, all the time. That means God gets you through what you're in. Hallelujah. You're not walking around defeated and sour grapes and worrying. You're walking around rejoicing because you know great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to encourage you today. Jesus said in Luke 11:28, blessed are they that hear the word of God and keep it. Well, see, you've got to keep the word. You've got to, this is an obligation that God has made to you, His word. But this obligation also comes with your part attached to it. You've got to keep the word. If the word is going to make a change in your life. You got to start living by this, not what they're saying in Washington, not what some news commentator, some talking, bobbing head on television is saying. What you've got to say is and declare the word of the Lord, amen. Because this word is truth. This word sets you free. This word empowers you. This word lifts you up. This word gets you through. This word will supply. This word will encourage. This word will help. This word will give you hope. This word will lift you up. This word today is on your side. And if you've got the Word of God, you've got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost on your side, and you can't lose. Amen. Praise God. Woo! Glory. I love the Word of God. And I especially, when you get over the New Testament, I love hot sauce. Anybody in here like hot sauce? I mean, the hotter the better, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. Come on, you need to eat hot sauce. It's good for you. It'll toughen you up. Make you feel good all over. Amen. It'll get you moving and shaking. He doesn't need hot sauce. Bless God, we're going to change you, son. Amen. We're going to have you drinking it by the bottles. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, y'all take a bottle of, don't buy Texas Peak. That's nothing but watered down red water. You need to get the hot stuff. It's got the habaneros in it and all those peppers that light you up. Amen. You need something that will put a little sparkle in your life. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not talking about a drop, bless God. I mean douse it. Amen. Douse everything. Put it on the pinto beans. Put it on the mashed potatoes. Praise God. Put it on the chopped steak. Put it on everything. Put it on the bread too. Amen. Even sprinkle it on the key lime pie. I mean, tell you what, you'll be dancing in the aisles and shaking all over. Amen. I'm going to get him out of a green shirt and get him in a red shirt and get him eating, drinking some hot sauce. It'll stir him up. But I tell you what, if you want something to stir up your soul this morning, you start reading the hot sauce of the Bible. You start reading the words in red. You start reading what Jesus has said. And I'm telling you, it'll set you free. It'll liberate you. It'll bless you. It'll pour out God's power upon you. And you will never be the same again. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to get fired up. I can just see it. Come on. Come on now. You get fired up. Amen. Preacher, you're crazy. I'm having fun. Leave me alone.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, Ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.